Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam. Today we're talking about Shoe Dog by Phil Knight, the guy who founded Nike. Sophie, I have to ask, did you know going in that this book is basically a love letter to running and also a confession of how scared he was the whole time?
Hey there, Sam.
Yeah, I mean, I knew it wasn't going to be a typical business book, but I was still surprised by how raw it is. It's not like a here's how I built a billion-dollar company manual. It's more like here's how I almost failed 1,000 times and just kept going.
Exactly. And he starts the story in 1962, right out of Stanford Business School, with no idea what to do with his life. He writes this paper on Japanese running shoes for a class. And instead of just filing it away, he decides to actually go to Japan and try to sell them.
Right.
And he basically makes up a company called Blue Ribbon Sports on the spot. He walks into the Onitsuka Tiger office, says he's a distributor, and they just go with it. I mean, that's either incredibly brave or insane.
Probably both. And that tension between the story you tell the world and the reality of your situation runs through the whole book. He's selling shoes out of his car, storing them in his mom's basement, working as an accountant during the day. He's living a complete double life.
And he's terrified the whole time. Banks won't lend him money. Suppliers are always on his back. There's a part where he's literally hiding from his creditors. But he keeps going because he believes in this crazy idea that running matters, that sports matter.
Yeah, he calls it the crazy idea, that romantic idealism that you're building something bigger than just a product. And the early employees he hires are all misfits who buy into that vision. There's Bill Bowerman, the track coach who pours rubber into a waffle iron to make a new sole.
That story is amazing. And then Jeff Johnson, the first full-time employee who sleeps in the warehouse to protect the inventory. And Bob Waddell, who was paralyzed in a car accident but becomes the operations guy. Knight surrounds himself with people who are more passionate than he is.
He calls his management style benign neglect. Just hire great people and get out of their way. But the truth is, he's the one holding the whole thing together, barely. And he's honest about his flaws. He admits he's a terrible communicator. He avoids conflict. He neglects his family.
That's what makes the book so human. He's not trying to be a hero. He's just telling the messy story. And it gets even messier when Onitsuka Tiger tries to cut them out and take over distribution. That leads to a brutal legal battle that almost destroys the company.
Right. And then there's the constant cash flow crisis. At one point, he's so desperate he borrows money from his dad, and he's not sure he can ever pay it back. I mean, the whole thing feels like one crisis after another.
But somehow they survive. And the name Nike comes from a dream. Jeff Johnson wakes up one night with the name of the Greek goddess of victory in his head. And the swoosh logo. A graphic design student named Carolyn Davidson designs it for $35. Knight doesn't even love it at first.
It's so understated. And the book doesn't end with a triumphant IPO either. When they finally go public in 1980, he's almost melancholy. He talks about the people who aren't there anymore, who died or drifted away. Success feels bittersweet.
There's this line toward the end where he says, "The cowards never started and the weak died along the way." And he's not bragging. He's just stating what it took. And he admits that he made mistakes, especially with labor abuses overseas. He doesn't offer easy answers.
Yeah, he grapples with that honestly. He doesn't pretend Nike was perfect. But the core of the book, for me, is that simple message. Just keep going. Let everyone else call your idea crazy. Just keep going. That's the one thing I'm taking away.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
That's a great deal.
So, the whole point of Shoe Dog is that success isn't a straight line. It's messy and terrifying, but the only real failure is not starting. We'll see you in the next one.